This podcast comes to you from the Pixel Labs podcast studio. As the world of marketing evolves, so must brands when faced with new challenges. We help brands grow by identifying opportunities that have real results. Welcome to the Raising Brand Podcast.
Hello, everyone. My name is Carter. Welcome back to the Raising Brand Podcast. If you'd like to join the Raising Brand community where we have more conversations like these, it can be found on the Pixel Labs website on the homepage. But today I'm with Zach and Aaron, and we'll be talking about the big question of what is SEO? It's like kind of this hot topic thing that I'd not heard a lot about until probably a couple months ago. Granted, I'm not a full marketer, just a student, but still, like, I just feel like SEO has popped up and it's all the rage right now. It's everything people are talking about. I've got two experts here.
I'm actually going to sit here and listen to Aaron talk more on this one because
we've got one expert here.
He's much more knowledgeable than I am here. So I'm still learning this space a lot. So,
yeah. All right, Aaron, I guess it is up to you to describe to us what SEO is.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So SEO is something that I've had the privilege of diving in more to recently. So at the very base, so SEO, it stands for search engine optimization, and basically, long story short, you know, we could just end this in a minute, you know, like okay. Just say the definition, yeah. Just be done. long story short, basically, it's how you design and build your website so that it, I'm trying to think about the easiest way to say it, so that Google and other search engines, so Google, Bing, you know, is one that some people still use. Basically, so that it's built in a way that's very friendly to search engines, so that when folks are searching for, you know, specific services, specific products, it's more likely that your website will rank towards the top. I think there's a very important distinction to make that SEO and SEM are not the same thing. SEO is what you do on your website organically. You know, the only investment is if you pay an employee to work on your website, you pay a company to work on your website, whereas SEM is search engine marketing, and that's where you actually run ads on, you know, like Google, where you can actually pay for listed positions at the top, and you'll see those if you search for something like handyman or I'm trying to think of something else, like car wash, stuff like that. You'll see the little green ad. It's very small. To the right of those. I mean, that's just kind of an important distinction to make. And so underneath SEO, there's a ton of different, when I think of Google and in their algorithm, I think there's over 200 factors that play into like where websites rank. Yeah. So backlinks is a big one. Like, so who links to your website? You know, are they reputable? Are they local? So like, for example, you know, if you're part of the local chamber of commerce and they link to Pixel Labs and they say like, Pixel Labs is a marketing agency. Mm-hmm. Here's their website. Like, there's a little bit of an authority that comes with that.
Yeah.
You know, also on-page content. Like, so what actually have you typed on your page? You know, and even to the point of Google knows, like, are people looking through your website?
Okay.
When they search for, say, we have an article about SEO or an article about social media, you know, Google is tracking if they click on our article and read through it, but then they go back to the search and click on another one. Oh, maybe our article wasn't as helpful as we thought we were. And so Google takes that into account for the next person that would search for an article that's similar to that. Oh my goodness, there's so many things like Google My Business. You know, that's a page that you can set up with Google where you can have some very general information that's also a factor that's played into it. So, you know, and we've talked in podcasts before where marketing is, it's fun, but also can be pretty overwhelming. Yeah. Like, there's so many different routes you can go. Like, people's full-time job is SEO. Like, you could spend 40 plus hours a week just learning and developing and redeveloping your website, clients' websites in the most friendly SEO way. But that's a very basic kind of overview of what SEO is. Mm-hmm. But it's been a lot of fun for me. I really enjoy, like, you know, one thing that we believe is brand is very important.
Right.
And then also, it's, you know, like, if you did things purely SEO, you know, your marketing company would be like marketing company Cedar Falls or like marketing agency Cedar Falls.
Well, right. So I was going to ask that as you were talking about the things that you can do with SEO is how do you balance creating a website that's readable and enjoyable and design wise looks the way that you want it to look while also not only focusing on the SEO side of it and making sure there's a balance between the two of those?
That is a really good question.
I know you and I have had this debate a little bit on our website specifically, right?
Yeah, it's a really good question. Because also, like, And this is just the funny thing about marketing is like you say something and like that's the answer. And then you're like, also like yeah. there's always this like additional. Yeah. When you think about, you know, the balance, because brand is very important to us. And so brand is not only built on somebody's user experience on your website or how easy it was to find your website. I mean, that's a part of it. But also like, you know, do you have active social media pages that are all the time talking about what your name is?
Right.
Because another thing that people forget is like they call them branded keywords. So, you know, if we wanted, I made the joke about marketing agency Cedar Falls, you know, that would be keywords that we should consider. But what would be way more effective is if we just pumped out, you know, Pixel Labs, for example, and people just knew that, oh, Pixel Labs is a marketing agency.
Right.
And they searched for Pixel Labs. It would be really silly for other marketing agencies to try and go for Pixel Labs because they are not Pixel Labs.
Right.
And so if you can get folks to recognize that, oh, Pixel Labs is a marketing agency. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm just going to search for Pixel Labs then. That's where you start to kind of mix the idea of brand and SEO together. But yeah, and then, I mean, you also just have to, you know, you have to know your audience a little bit. You know, if you have, you know, an older audience, you know, like you got to consider like the font size on your page, you know, and sometimes there's different SEO rules about like, you know, there should be this much of a difference between your heading sizes and your body paragraph sizes. And yeah, totally. But if it gets too small where folks can't read it, and I mean, Google does a good job. Like they don't want small fonts so that you don't really don't run into that, but you always just have to consider your audience. And it's tough. Cause like, I wish that there was a really good blanket answer of like how they intertwine, but I think it's also just a good reminder of you have to keep your audience in mind first. Like when they get to your website, you know, what are their goals? What are your goals? How can you put that together in an experience? You know, in a way that's SEO friendly, in a way that's brand friendly, but ultimately solving your audience's challenges, helping them solve their problems, or at least giving them the next step of where they can go to solve their problems.
Yeah.
So that would be kind of my...
You'd say like optimize like user experience a little more than SEO, but like optimize UX in like an SEO friendly way.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. And there's just like good... And there's just a lot of good tools out there for SEO, like SEMrush is a good one. ShineRanker is one that we've tried recently. And there's like a lot of good things to note too. Like when somebody's looking for a marketing agency, you know, there's a lot of other things that go into their decision. And so it's just good practice like to know, okay, so when somebody searches for a marketing agency, you know, they often always or most of the time are also looking for social media marketing, like digital marketing, email marketing. So if you're a marketing agency, it's probably good to touch on some of these topics, you know, in your website, in your content, or it serves as a guide to this is what we're going to make content about moving forward.
Yeah.
So it's just a really, really good tool. It's not the end all be all at all, you know, especially for like, you know, nobody unless you're, you know, like Discover or MasterCard, like you're not going to rank for the keyword mortgage. I think that's another big thing too is, you know, some folks say SEO is dead. And so like at that broad level, like with mortgage or handyman or like these huge keywords that get millions of searches, you know, a year, there's no way you're ever going to rank for those. Like Discover, for example, they have a team of marketers that their only job in the world is to make sure that they always rank for some of those like credit card, like just that keyword. But there is opportunity in what's called local SEO. So like, where do I get a credit card in Cedar Falls? Like, the, maybe that's not the best one. You know, very much take this with a grain of salt. Like, I don't have any of the metrics in front of me to tell me if people are looking for this or not. But that is where there is some opportunity, you know, and I've heard it said well where, you know, Google wants to give exact answers to questions. So, like, even to the point of, you know, if I type in difference between HELOC and home equity loan, you know, Google would like to serve somebody an article that's titled difference between HELOC and home equity loan that is really nice and optimized. You know, it's shown user behavior that indicates it answers the question, you know, rather than, you know, showing an article that's like, what are the five biggest differences between HELOC and home equity loan? Like it's very similar, but Google would rather give exact answers to exact questions. Kind of like what we were talking about in a previous podcast about the importance of community, where there's a lot of great information out there, but it's not always tailored to your exact situation.
Yeah.
And that's where the community is really helpful. Google would love to eventually give you like, this has proven to be the exact right answer for your exact question.
Right.
That's the goal that Google has. And so that's where local SEO has some opportunity.
Yeah.
Is, you know, it looks a little bit different for somebody here buying, you know, a boat than somebody that's trying to, like, here you have lakes, rivers, you know, right. As we're in Florida, you're probably talking about boating on the ocean. You know, right. That's very different. The boats right. that you'd use, fishing gear that you would use, mm-hmm. that's very different. So that's where there's some opportunity. So
after listening to you, I want to just lay out an example of what, in my mind, I'm thinking you're trying to say. And that is for example, say an auto dealer,
mm-hmm.
Some dealership, wherever it is, one way that they could possibly rank higher when people are searching, Chevy Blazer in Cedar Falls,
mm-hmm.
a Cedar Falls dealership could be putting out content on their website that maybe it's their own personal hot takes on the Chevy Blazer. It could be a review of the Blazer. It could be a feature, like a feature overview of the Blazer, but it's content that's unique that's on their website.
Mm-hmm.
Doing that would help them rank higher in search when someone is searching for that content.
Yeah. And again, it's funny because there's always the but.
But, yeah.
But, you know, one thing I know for auto people especially is they pump so much money into right. Google Ads.
Right.
I go back to that branded keyword thing. Like, you know, there's several big, you know, dealers here
mm-hmm.
that if they just pumped out a ton of social media videos so yeah, that it wasn't even sense. Somebody looking for, you know, that in Cedar Falls and they're like, oh wow, I trust them. And I know that they they're attached to that brand, the Chevy
mm-hmm.
brand.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a better route. Like,
see, and this is why I said I was deferring to you.
Yeah.
Well, and then I could also be wrong. Like, totally. Like,
it
I could
also be, change in 2 weeks.
Right. Oh, so, yeah.
Like, the point to that though is that when you're doing this stuff, you have to just keep monitoring it.
For sure. That's
and when you critical. See it not working, you have to adjust and adapt
right.
to the market and to the industry because
critical.
The search algorithms change. Criteria right. of how people rank change, all of that stuff changes. So you can't just set it and forget it.
Right.
Absolutely.
It would not be someone's like 40 hour a week job at some agencies to do SEO if there was right. just a one time right. correct right. answer.
Oh my goodness. Right.
So just like everything else in marketing, it's constantly changing.
And see, and I think that that's one of the things that people forget about with marketing too, and why it's so hard to keep up and technology is just making it harder.
Yeah.
Is that marketing is always changing.
Right.
What works is always changing. What worked before is not what's going to work tomorrow.
Right.
And so making sure that whatever you're doing with marketing, whether that's doing it internally or mm-hmm. using an external service, that you're always keeping that in mind. Because and that goes for SEO, it goes for content, it goes for every element, every aspect of marketing. Is if you're not staying up to date with what's working and adjusting your plans and your strategies in marketing, then you're going to start to see a much lower return on all that
mm-hmm.
effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just staying up to date, understanding like how things are changing, or even just like looking into like the future of marketing being like, oh, I think this is the trend. It's a risk a little bit mm-hmm. like yeah. guessing wrong. I mean, at some point, if you're marketing yourself well, it's not going to be too much of a loss. But
mm-hmm.
if you really think like, oh, this is the next big thing in marketing, I'm going to jump yeah. ahead of that trend. Like, let me do that. That's great if right. you get it right. If you get it wrong, you still put out marketing and right. that's always good, I guess. But yeah, but it's just always changing and you never right. know what it's going to like look like the next day. And like looking towards that future of marketing, like, it only looks like it's going to get more complex. That's the one, I right. feel like that's the one guarantee.
So I have a rather specific and real example that happened with that. And that was early on when we started Pixel Labs. And I didn't even realize I was doing like literal SEO at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We were one of, if not the only company in the Cedar Valley that had a 4K camera that recorded 4K.
Yeah.
Everyone else was recording in 1080p. I was getting a new camera because I had just started the company. And I'm like, yeah. why am I going to buy 1080p when I could buy 4K? Because 4K right. is this new thing.
Right.
People had just recently started talking about it. And I was like, well, if I'm going to invest in this 4K camera, I'm sure as heck going to put it on the website that we do 4K video production. Right. So I started writing our entire video production workflow and what our process was like, and used the terms 4K workflow and 4K video production. And we work with 4K video cameras and stuff like that. I used that term 4K a lot because a lot of people were searching at that time high quality video production or like what is 4K video production. And because I used that in the website, we kind of got calls a little bit more often because of that. They would call up and say, hey, I saw your website. I hear you do 4K. Can you tell me a little bit about what 4K means? Mm-hmm. Because I've heard it. I don't know what the difference is.
Yeah, especially if it's that new.
It was rather new at that time. And that was the interesting thing is we were having clients just ask us what the difference between 4K and 1080p was. And the short answer is, well, it's double the resolution both directions and it makes it look a lot nicer. Like, and I would have to explain to them and almost like sell the idea that 4K mattered. But at the base of it, though, it was kind of SEO by accident.
Accidental SEO.
And so, but the thing is, go back to that point, if we were to put that on our website now, it wouldn't matter.
Right.
Like we could say that we have 4K video production and it would not matter because guess what? Everyone has 4K video production.
And they have it on their phone.
And it's on the phone and stuff like that. And so in now it's at a point where like you can't go and get a 6K or 12K camera, which do exist, and put that on your website because now we're starting to get into terms that people don't even really – no one understands because the general consumer at most knows 4K. Mm.
There's just like the expectation that this is going to look really, really beautiful because
that's just how it looks like, these days. That SEO strategy, so to speak, of ours had to change over time. And, after a while when it stopped producing results – we started changing what that message was on the website. Mm-hmm.
Trying to revamp, remarket.
Right.
Not, but without rebranding, which is...
Exactly.
That's a whole other conversation.
Remessaging.
Right, And like re-showing what people are viewing as important now. Because like what people are looking for, it changes. But any closing thoughts on SEO?
I just think if you're interested, like dive in a little bit. What's cool is the barrier to entries of like making websites anymore, like super basic websites, like is pretty low. Like, so if you wanted to mess around with it, it's really not hard to get started.
Right.
So
also if you have more questions about SEO, I know a community that you can hop into.
Yeah. SEO conversations
questions.
Happening on the Raisin Brand community. Free to join. It's on the homepage of the Pixel Labs website. So if you have any questions, Aaron is on Pixel. He can be your expert to answer. There may be like people with more expertise on SEO in the Raisin Brand community.
I was going to say Cal's brain. As I was starting to get into more of it, there's a guy named Cal that's in there that has been awesome. He works for Neil Patel Digital. And so they're like SEO, like the people, like that's the people that get it. So
Yeah, I would definitely suggest hopping on there and asking some questions about SEO.
I'll happily watch those conversations and not contribute because again, one of the things that goes a little over my head, but it's great. It's great to watch. Great to learn. But have any SEO questions or any other marketing questions in general, graphic design questions, video production questions. If you want to know about 6K or 8K cameras, 12K.
I was going to say, you just lose count at some point.
If you have any question about cameras, people are going to be there to answer. But we'd love to see you there. Homepage of Pixel Labs website, just keep scrolling, you'll find it. And that is the Raisin Brand podcast for today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Raisin Brand podcast powered by Pixel Labs. Remember to subscribe to stay up to date on all things Raisin Brand.